Your 24-hour sports entertainment radio station, Vision View Sports Radio.
People in the sports industry, and on my left hand side, in the green corner, it's Z, the fitness junkie. Is it Z,
Yes, that's it.
And I'm also with Mr. Shumba there, the regional manager from Under Armour. Z,
yes.
As you can see, my fine body. Right? I try to work out a lot. I mean, to walk from my couch to the fridge, it's quite something. But I mean, where does the journey start, you know, in terms of fitness and being healthy?
Oh, so you're speaking like in personal. Okay, so for me, I was actually in... Thank you very much, first of all, for having me. With me, it started when I was in an abusive relationship at the age of 21. I was engaged to get married, and I just had my kid, and I basically used fitness to get out of it. You know, a lot of people use drugs and other things to obviously deal with ordeals, but my drug was fitness, and hence the name Fitness Junkie.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Fitness was your coping mechanism?
Yes, it was.
That's fascinating, man. Sure. And how long has it been since... you've overcome, you know, the ordeal, and are you doing better now?
Yes, I mean, can't you see? Oh, wow. It's been 6 years, and I've been working very hard on myself, on my brand, and of course, just being a better person.
Yeah.
In general, yeah.
Your Instagram is busy, dude, man. Hey.
Yeah.
Food, yeah. Where did the marriage with Under Armour, how did that come about with Under Armour?
So... actually, I had a huge crush on Under Armour before I even signed up for
them.
I had the biggest crush on them. And if anything, when I started out my fitness industry, my fitness journey, there was a guy that was doing my PR and he said to me, Z, you know what? I think Under Armour would be such a great fit for you as a brand. But at the time, I felt I wasn't big enough to be with such a brand, you know, and lost. It was this year, actually, that they contacted me and they said to me, Z, would like you to be part of the Under Armour team, and I was stoked, super, super happy, and I'm very, very honored and proud to be part of the
team.
So
I'll tell you this for free.
Yeah.
The late Shauna Ferguson, we were just talking off air.
Yes.
Right? If you look at his Instagram, it's Under Armour
all over the place. Right? Exactly. Yep.
Can I tell you, Under Armour did not pay him for that. He just loved the
merchandise. Loved the brand.
Right? If we're talking about key partnerships, Musha, I mean, when I think of Under Armour, and that's why I got my kicks.
Yeah.
Steph Curry.
Mm.
You know, so you're right there with the biggest in the game. What are some of the key partners that you've actually brought in as ambassadors?
So as a brand, we're 100% for the underdogs. I think you can see through our international presence as well as our local presence, we like to look for people who have got the grit and who have got the hunger to succeed. So we like to start the story from the beginning, and I can just name a couple of stories and a couple of athletes, rather, that are prominent and that are doing well in the South African market. I'll name Rivaldo Kutsia, who we've recently signed. He's from Sundowns. We've also got Ntando, who won gold at the Paralympic Games,
wow,
as well as Tatjana Schoeman, who swam like a fish and got the gold as well for us as a country. So we're really happy to have started with these people very early within their stories and work together to mutually get a benefit from us being a brand and them being a brand.
Mm. Yeah. And I mean, Z, being an ambassador of such a reputable, awesome international brand, what are your key responsibilities as an ambassador?
Personally, for me, I think, they've outlined what our key points are, but I feel more than anything, Under Armour has actually helped me become a better person, and that then inspires my community and my audience to be better people, and that's what their mission is, you know, to make athletes better through innovation, science, and of course passion as well. And that's something for me that I personally have become even more passionate about what I do, and it's reignited my love for fitness and to even inspire me to go back to competitive bodybuilding, you know. So yeah.
So Under Armour, it's about the will. Am I right?
Yes.
And I mean, you've had the will to overcome your challenges, right? Can anyone do what you are capable of doing in terms of the challenges they're facing? Maybe there's somebody out there and they're battling cancer.
Mm.
There's somebody who's going through stuff out there. There's a sportsman out there who's out of contract.
Mm.
You know, what is your message to people like that?
You know, ironically, our campaign is about mental strength, you know, and I think that's the biggest thing. I think when mentally you're in a right space, it's so much easier to overcome obstacles and ordeals and tribulations, you know, and I think we also speak about, even throughout the campaign that we're doing right now, how to make your mental strength stronger or improve your mental strength, rather. So I think it really just starts in the mind. A lot of times I always say, if your mind is in it, your body is capable of anything. Yes. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely that.
It's quoted as you are saying, you know, yes, the muscles are fine and all of that, but you do life with heart.
Correct. That too, the passion I was speaking about once again, with the vision and mission of Under Armour.
That's amazing, man. And I mean, let's talk about the campaigns, Munya.
Yes.
What are some of the campaigns that have catapulted this brand to where it is now? I mean, we're just talking of about these giant German brands that are so entrenched.
Yes.
But what is it that you're trying to do with Under Armour, especially in the South African, sub-Saharan Africa region?
100%. So I think with Under Armour, we're specifically a performance-based brand. So what we try and do is try and improve our athletes. We don't have a demographic or an age group. So we look to anyone from the ages of 7 until 75. If you're looking to get better and you've got the heart and will to see the mission through in terms of your fitness, we align with people like that because we believe that our product actually helps and assists your performance to be a better athlete at the end of the day. So what we like to do in Southern Sub-Saharan Africa is that we do CSI projects. So we've recently done something with Thesis in Soweto where we went there, and with COVID and the effects that it had on the community of people staying at home and being enclosed and unable to socialize, we got out there and we got close to about 100 people to come and have a run with us. It was amazing. We engaged, we interacted, we told people about our products, which are very interesting, in fact, because we are one of the only brands that has a connected shoe. So by connected shoe, I mean your shoe is connected to your phone using Bluetooth. Mm. And that coaches...
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what happens is that with our running category shoes, there's a chip that's embedded in the midsole of the shoe. And what happens there is that it connects to your phone and it tells you about your cadence, your stride length, and has personal coaching as you're running. So when we talk about performance and we're a brand that's behind people that want to drive themselves and that the only way is through, we talk about that technological element, because with the way that we're advancing in the world, we need to be cognizant of the fact that people cannot communicate, people cannot interact as well as they would like to these days. So now you can interact with your phone and it can give you the push that you need to go all the way. So we have an app called the Map My Run app, and people can download it. Jump on, and the nice thing, here's a little thing that I need to tell you, T. You can actually leave your phone at home, take a jog, and when you get back, the app will report what you did with your shoes.
My goodness.
Now tell me, how cool is that?
That's super amazing, man.
Yes, sir.
How expensive is that shoes?
Can we talk about price?
No. We talk about body head.
Yeah, we talk about body head.
Body head, 100%.
Wow, that's amazing. We're going to play a bit of music when we come back. I think there's another athlete who's trying to join us, and they're just hovering outside the studio right now. But if you just tuned in, I'm with Z, the fitness guru, as well as Munya Shumba, the regional manager of Under Armour. It's Uncle T on the link.
Turnstiles, weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12
p.m. The news review that comes from South Africa for the longest time, we've been saying that we want to go back to the stadiums. Well, we've got a solution now, right? So if you're vaccinated, you can come and watch Bafana Bafana for free. So joined by a sports doctor and Dr. Leveson Kalei.
Morning, I'm well, thank you, Nishal, and thank you for having me on the show.
Let's talk about the return of spectators to the stadiums. What does it mean for South Africa? I mean, we've seen the rest of the world basically going back to normal, and finally we have a solution that if you are vaccinated, you can head over and watch the Bafana Bafana game. Talk to us about that decision and what you think it means for the
very, very positive news for not only football, but for all sports. Positive news, moving in the right direction with the right intentions in mind in order to re-stimulate an economy that has been on pause for almost a year and a half. So, yeah, I would definitely applaud what is being done at the moment.
And then talk to us about the safety measures at the stadium for the spectators once majority are vaccinated.
Well, I'm not certain as to 100% what has been the final decisions with regards to the safety and security aspect in discussions with government, but I would assume that there would be almost like a staggered ingress into the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
There would be a reduction in capacity of attendees as well, so you can maintain social distancing. and all the non-pharmaceutical interventions that we're still following at the moment, by the mask wear, the proper mask wearing, the hand hygiene and the respiratory hygiene, I think those would be adhered to as well.
Monday to Thursday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Vision View Sports Radio unites all sport lovers from all around the world.
And I'm still hanging out with Z, the fitness guru, and Munya Shumba, the regional manager at Under Armour. And I'm having my Under Armour on, man. So I'm not just talking.
It's in the feet.
Yeah, it's in the feet. So Z,
yes.
Fitness is a very difficult thing. Right, but nothing, everything worth having is quite difficult anyway.
Correct, yes.
You're a fitness coach. Tell us a little bit about what you do and how important is apparel in actually motivating you to do what you do.
So, I'm a certified nutritionist and a certified life coach as well. And for me, the clothing of Under Armour, like I said, there's so much technology in the clothing that Under Armour has actually created. You know, funny enough, Saba was saying to me that you can't wear just a normal sock with an Under Armour shoe. You know, it's like all a puzzle, and it all comes together with the athlete's will, with the innovation of the clothing as well. So I think it's very, very important. It gives you that extra push. Even the ISOChill.
Yeah.
I mean, ISOChill, it gives you like an extra 1% to go harder. So the more you sweat, the harder you work.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Sure. And I mean, when you talk about clothing, your... I don't know what they call these shirts, you know, that hug your body nicely.
Oh, yes.
The compression.
The compression,
yeah. Yeah, but that's what actually catapulted the brand to what it is, because people just love that stuff.
100%. So I think the brand started in Baltimore in 1996, and from there it gained traction through a movie called Any Given Sunday, and that's when our compression gear was on our main focus. But now we've moved over from that point over in a growth element. And
you
it's
must
got
tell people, man.
It's a big time on the mainstream in the States, and now it's obviously grown globally and come to South Africa. And we've got lots of technology, as Z said, in our clothes, including rush gear. So rush gear basically has microfibers inside the cloth that help you to recycle your energy. So the harder you work, the more energy return you get back. So that's the amazing thing about our gear as well as our footwear, which has got this hover cushioning. So the hover cushioning helps for a comfortable run, and we've got solid heel cups, as Z can comment on, that help to stabilize your ankle when you're running. So we're very focused on performance. It's not just the style and the fashionability of our brand. It's 100% focused on getting our athletes to where they want to be.
Another thing that is very close to my heart, I remember interviewing back then, she was the MEC of sports in Gauteng, Mefaith Mazibuko. And she spoke passionately about the need for women to have the right type of bras. When I look in the sports apparel, I think you guys are unparalleled, Daisy, in terms of the Armour bra.
Yes.
Talk to me about that.
Okay, so with our bras and our tights, we have a tight called a non-slip waistband tight. So what that does, that it's got some rubbers inside the fabric that help the tights to stop down from slipping. That's a common problem.
When you squat.
Yes, when you're squatting, exercising, you see ladies constantly pulling up their tights, which makes for an uncomfortable exercise experience. So the technology that we put in the clothes has helped that to be stabilized, as well as our bras, which help to obviously keep you supported as you're exercising as well. So everything is based on comfortable performance and for you to focus on what you need to do rather than worry about your shirt being drenched in sweat or your tights slipping down or your shoes being uncomfortable and not giving enough stability. So... yeah, that's our core belief. We want better for you.
And let's talk about this marriage now, you know.
Yes.
And educate us, you know. What sort of things do you look for in an athlete for you to be associated with that particular athlete? I mean, we're a sports media company.
Yeah.
We always, I think we have two or three people who are our ambassadors. But what does Under Armour look for in terms of the people who can best represent their brand?
I think the best example of that would be looking at Z's Instagram page. But Z, I think, is a perfect mold of the type of athlete that we look for, her grit, her hunger, her desire to just be better really mm-hmm. helps us to align ourselves. Because we're an aggressive brand, we're a brand that wants to be out there and wants to be amongst the people and socialize. We look for people who have that inner spirit in themselves. Mm-hmm. So by the time we align, we'll be good to go. So it's no given person, it's no given age. Mm-hmm. It's more about how you drive yourself so that we can combine mm-hmm. together. And it's not like anyone is pushing any weight. We're moving in the same direction with the same energy.
And it's been a couple of months.
Yes.
Are you happy? I don't want to hear stories in the newspaper. Oh, no, you know what? I was in a partnership with this guy. I'm not as happy. Are you happy so
Look
far?
Look here. I just re-signed the continuation of my contract.
Yes,
so I'm very, very happy at Anna Arm, and they really do take care of us, you know. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this, but there is remuneration as well, which actually speaks to them thinking about us as athletes, you know what I'm saying? So that's something that's actually quite big for me as well.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
She's black.
Mm-hmm.
She's a woman.
Yes.
She's empowered.
And she's empowered. So you really are putting your money where it's really, really needed. Because when you empower a woman, you empower the whole family.
Thanks, T.
You know, especially given her story, you know, about surviving the ordeal and coming on the other side better and encouraging young women to actually say, you know what, you can do this thing. Mm-hmm. I am so inspired by you, Z. What is your message to people out there, man?
My message to people out there.
When you reflect on your story.
Yes. It's anything you put your mind to, you can do and you can attain. And I always say this. I always say that the wolf running up the hill is not as hungry. I mean, it's rather as hungry as the wolf at the top of the hill. So I think while we are running our journey every single day, I strive every single day to be a better person. The little things and the little milestones that I pass every single day make me the better athlete and the better person that I am. And I think if people start not taking it as a big thing and trying to do everything at once and just little by little and just climbing up that hill, it will make them so much better.
And you think physical workout is a metaphor for life itself?
Precisely. They say your health is your wealth.
Vision View Sports Radio remains proudly African and deeply rooted in sport.